The City of St John began a two-year private security pilot scheme in early February 2026 to introduce a visible non-police presence intended to enhance safety, provide deterrence, and respond to non-emergency issues. The Community Safety Services CSS team works 24 hours a day, 7 days a week in the Uptown and Waterloo Village area of the city, with two guards per shift. As a part of the pilot scheme, the early results of the initiative were presented to the City Common Council at its meeting on Tuesday, April 7th. Ben Purinton, City Community Standards Compliance Manager, reported to the Council, introducing the aims of the pilot and summarising the first 2 months of its implementation.
The team is a visible, non-police presence focused on addressing nuisance and public disorder issues within the pilot area. That includes Waterloo Village, portions of the Uptown, and the Thorne / Rossi Avenue areas. The model combines proactive patrol with dispatch response to non-emergency situations using a voluntary compliance-first approach. Is meant to provide a practical, community-based response to lower-level issues that affect residents and businesses, but do not necessarily require a police response. It is also a two-year pilot, so the intent is to track performance, learn from the data, and adapt as needed. Early results demonstrate that the team is performing as expected. The low escalation rate shows that the majority of matters are being handled without police involvement, which was one of our core objectives. It indicates that a visible presence and voluntary compliance-first approach can resolve many lower-level concerns effectively while supporting police capacity to focus on higher priority items. I also want to highlight that this reporting period reflects the early implementation phase and occurred during winter. As the weather improves, we expect the demand for the service to steadily increase, and we began to see indications of that over the past couple of weeks. The activity data also does not capture the value that deterrence provides. So a consistent 24-hour patrol provides a presence, a consistent on-the-ground presence that discourages certain behaviors from occurring in the first place, which is not always reflective in service statistics. Beyond the numbers, the team has received positive feedback from the community on the ground. When the team is out interacting with businesses and residents, we consistently hear that people are happy with the service and glad to have the team around. The first 7 weeks suggest that the CSS team is filling the intended service gap. It is providing a flexible, visible, non-police response to nuisance concerns, supporting community well-being, and improving conditions in public spaces.
The update followed a motion from Councillor Greg Norton earlier in the meeting proposing that the Community Safety and Security team should provide a report at all Public Safety Committee meetings.
The spirit of this motion is to continue the good work that staff has already undertaken. There is a report by this team and the good work that they do. However, with a change in government as well, often comes a change in priorities. And with that, it is the spirit of this motion that in the full accounting and transparency of really what is a two-year pilot program and a $780,000 investment, that we continue to hear regular updates as it relates to what this team, which is a private security team, care of Garter World, is doing in terms of de-escalating situations and increasing visibility and reducing strain on police and all of those good things that we have heard about either through our own comms or anecdotally from those that they have interactions with on a daily basis. So really two parts. I do want to applaud the good work that the boots on the ground are doing, but what staff has done to bring early reporting and success as it relates to this initiative. And secondly, to see that the continuation of reporting is maintained even after the May 11th election and the public receives regular reporting as it relates to this investment of their hard-earned tax dollars. Thank you.
A more detailed 90-day review will be brought to the Public Safety Committee at the end of April. If you have a tip, an idea, or a story you think the community should hear about, you can contact Local 107.3 FM at iona@cfmh.ca. This is Iona Co for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.